Okay, time to bring that story and all that water perhaps home. One of the places in the world that's most vulnerable to rising sea levels is right here in the U.S., South Florida. And it's already happening. Coastal flooding is already a growing concern there. And that's made climate change a growing political concern for many local politicians, including many Republicans, which puts them increasingly at odds with the rest of their party. The world's Jason Margolis went to South Florida to hear more about that.
All of this is Coral Gables inside these lines.
Jim Kaysen is the mayor of Coral Gables, a city of 50,000 on Florida's Atlantic coast, right next to Miami. For him, climate change is very real.
All of these brown areas are, as you'll see from the map, 1 foot, 0, 2 feet.
Kaysen is showing me a newly drawn elevation map of his city. Big swaths of it are already at or barely above sea level. About $3 billion in high-end real estate runs along the shore here. Kaysen has little power to protect it from rising waters.
Other places can build walls, berms, sand dunes, and so on. We're on coral, which means the water will be coming up from the bottom.
During very high tides these days, streets in South Florida regularly flood. Sea levels have risen almost an inch a year here over the past few years. And conservative projections estimate they'll rise 3 feet more this century. I ask Kaysen, so what's the solution?
You have to hope we slow down the melting of the ice, because our future is the future of ice.
But halting melting polar ice will take leadership far beyond Coral Gables. And Kaysen, a Republican, doesn't see that coming from his fellow party members in higher office. Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott's office allegedly told employees they couldn't even use the terms climate change or global warming. Scott has denied this, but his office also denied my interview request to speak with him or anybody in his administration about climate change. At the federal level, Florida Senator and former presidential candidate Marco Rubio is in line with many leading Republicans in dismissing or minimizing the threat of climate change. So are the party's two leading remaining candidates for president, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Add it all up, it's creating a bit of an identity crisis for Mayor Kaysen.
It's making it harder to be a Republican when you have nobody in the party that wants to recognize it. That's why we're hoping that we can get the candidates to tell us, if you don't believe it, well, why?
Kaysen is one of 21 Florida mayors, Republicans and Democrats, who sent a letter to all the presidential candidates imploring them to pay attention to climate science.
If you're a mayor, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. If the water's coming and you need to protect your citizens, you're going to do that. So you're not going to debate whether it's happening or not. It's a reality.
Christina DeConcini is with the nonpartisan World Resources Institute. I went for a stroll with DeConcini just up the coast in Hollywood, Florida. During high tides, water here bubbles up from the storm drains and the soil. We stop in front of a home along the edge of a lake where a resident has built a crude wall of dirt and stone.
The people that built this wall here are trying to protect their own property.
It won't be enough to keep the waters at bay. The county knows this. It's considering drastic adaptation solutions like converting a local golf course into a giant bathtub that could hold water during floods. But it would be just a small short-term fix. This area will need much more help, and DeConcini is frustrated by the local, state, federal divide.
People in Washington or in Tallahassee just seem like they're living on a different planet.
DeConcini isn't singling out only Republicans, and she said some in the GOP are starting to come around.
Congressman Curbelo from this area has just started a climate caucus that's bipartisan in the House. We saw 11 Republican members of Congress sign a resolution.
That resolution recognizes human-caused climate change and calls for steps to fight it. But the statement offers no specifics, and fewer than 5% of House Republicans signed on. And even they don't seem to want to talk about it. When I reached out to the authors of the resolution for an interview, I was rebuffed. John Gable, a former Republican operative in Washington, wasn't surprised. He says talking too much about climate change can alienate core Republicans.
So you don't necessarily want to go on radio because, you know, you might say something that's a little bit too moderate and you'll get in trouble. So the question is, what do we do about that?
Gable is trying to do something about it through a new group called All Sides that's seeking to overcome bipartisanship on a number of issues. He believes a middle ground can be found, that action on climate change can become less toxic for Republicans. Coral Gables Mayor Kaysen isn't so optimistic. I asked what it would take for Florida's Republican leaders to take climate change seriously.
I don't think they will. I don't know why.
Other local South Florida leaders also say the time for a middle ground has passed. Nearby Miami Beach has already spent more than $100 million on defenses against rising waters. And that's almost certainly just the beginning. For The World, Jason Margolis, Miami.